From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama said today the failed attack on a Northwest Airlines plane last week was due to a mix of human and systemic failures. A Nigerian man is being charged with attempting to set off an explosive device. The president said it appears the U.S. intelligence community had information about the suspect that should have put him on a no-fly list.
Had this critical information been shared, it could have been compiled with other intelligence, and a fuller, clearer picture of the suspect would have emerged. The warning signs would have triggered red flags, and the suspect would have never been allowed to board that plane for America.
The president said it's totally unacceptable that the government had information on a known extremist and did not share and act on it. An Afghan soldier killed an American soldier in northwestern Afghanistan today. Officials say he also wounded two Italian soldiers. NPR's Saraya Sardi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
A senior Afghan general says the fatal shooting took place during an argument between Western and Afghan troops at a joint base in Badghis province. The argument erupted while American and Italian soldiers were preventing their Afghan counterparts from entering an area where a helicopter was landing. Other Afghan and Western troops returned fire, wounding the shooter, who is now in custody. Earlier in Kabul, the Afghan intelligence service said four Taliban members it arrested confessed to organizing the bombing that killed the country's deputy intelligence chief and 22 others in September. Also, an Afghan government delegation was sent to a dangerous eastern province to investigate claims that U.S. troops killed 10 Afghan civilians in a firefight there. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
In Iraq today, at least four Sunni gunmen were killed when their checkpoint was attacked north of Baghdad. They were members of a security force that now supports the Iraqi government. A survey of prices in 20 cities from across the country shows home prices for October fell more than 7% from a year ago, but showed little improvement from September's numbers. From Chicago Public Radio, Ashley Gross reports.
The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows that home prices edged up less than a percentage point on a seasonally adjusted basis. Eight cities out of the 20 posted declines, including Chicago. That's stoking fears that home prices are set to take a double dip. Mabel Guzman is president-elect of the Chicago Association of Realtors. She says banks are slashing prices as they try to unload foreclosed properties.
They just set the trigger and say, mark it down because we need to move this.
Chicago area home prices dropped 10% in October from a year earlier. Seven other cities had double-digit declines. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tampa posted the biggest year-over-year drops. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Chicago.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 1 point today. The Nasdaq was down 2. This is NPR News. Iran charged today that Western nations have been fomenting violent protests against the Islamic regime over the past several days. Iranian officials summoned the British ambassador in Tehran to discuss the accusations. Dale Gavlak reports.
Iran's foreign minister, Manashir Mottaki, threatened in his words to slap Britain in the face. But Britain's foreign office said its envoy would respond strongly to any accusations that it was involved in the political turmoil gripping the Islamic Republic. Iran said that as many as 8 people were killed in Sunday's clashes. It was the bloodiest violence since the aftermath of June's disputed presidential election. Opposition websites reported that at least 20 reformists have been arrested since Sunday, including 3 senior advisors to opposition leader Mir Hossein Mossavi, his brother-in-law, and a sister of Iranian Nobel Peace Prize winner Shirin Ebadi. Ebadi confirmed her sister's arrest. For NPR News, I'm Del Gavlak in Amman.
The Associated Press is reporting that Iran is offering to buy purified uranium ore from Kazakhstan, and a deal could be reached in a matter of weeks. The ore could be processed into uranium gas, which could then be enriched. Uranium enriched at higher levels could be used to make nuclear weapons. A fire broke out in India today at that country's main nuclear research facility. Officials say at least 2 people were killed. They say the blaze broke out in a chemical laboratory and that no nuclear reactor was involved. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The facility has a number of nuclear reactors and carries out research in both nuclear weapons and nuclear power. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.